This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne. You are with the tag team on Joy 94.9. It is Dave the Apprentice and myself, Harry. No Hunter this week.
Yes.
He's gone walkabout.
He has, and you wouldn't have known by my woohoo. You wouldn't have thought that Hunter was here. How good am I getting with the woohoos?
Yeah. Well, text us in 0427-JOY949. Let Dave know how he's going with his woohoos. We got a big show coming up, Dave.
A bumper show. A bumper show is how you normally describe it. We got, I'm going to be a bit of fangirl after 8. We have 2007 Australian Idol winner Natalie Gauchi coming
out.
Oh. Me too.
We're also going to be doing a sports wrap from the week. We've got our postal vote update. We committed to you to get out of our bubble and reach out to some people, and we've got an update on that.
Rallied around that, and also a regular segment that I'm not a huge fan of, but it's called Am I a Banker?
Yay! Is Dave a Banker returns as well.
Joy.org.au.
Here we go. He has the ball running down the wing. Will he pass or will he score? No one really knows or cares.
It's Dave. He misses.
It's Dave's sports wrap. Oh, Harry, we need to really work on that one.
I know, but it was a big result on Friday night with the Swannies.
Watch it.
Oh, what an absolute nail biter. They withstood the Crows and winning them the flag. One more game in hand in the home away season. Now, Hunters scraped over the line against the Lions. They're in a good spot to make the final appearance since 2006.
Yeah, I think it was 2006. I was there on Sunday and...
Oh, you went?
Yeah, the excitement in the Melbourne fans, they're just withholding themselves at the moment, about to explode.
Wow.
They're seriously so excited.
Did they nearly knock over one of their charcuterie trays?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's the greatest idea I've ever seen in my life.
Did you see any?
No,
any cheese boards?
No, I didn't, no. But the fans, they suit that stereotype. My Cats face the Giants this weekend, and the winner of that will basically host the other again. So if the Cats win, they will play the Giants again in the first week of finals.
So, Melbourne, Cats.
Yep, they're in the finals.
Swans.
Yes, Tigers, Crows, Giants.
Oh,
and I think the battle for the 7th-8th is between Essendon, West Coast, Melbourne and the Doggies, I believe.
Essendon!
And the Saints have even got a slight chance. Tennis, Aussie bad boy Nick Kyrgios fell short in the final of the Cincinnati Masters, losing to Grigor Dimitrov, and had a good crack at the Australian media on his Twitter account. Australian media got stuck into him about losing the final. I'm saying that he rolled over or he choked during the final or whatever else. Kyrgios did beat Nadal in the lead-up to the final. So leave the man alone. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Boxing, right. Harry, you into the boxing?
Oh, are you
this
gonna,
is massive.
Are you going to watch McGregor and Mayweather?
I will. Who are you on?
I can't wait. I kind of want McGregor to win because he seems like a bit of the underdog, but he also really annoys me.
So what is it? It's Mayweather's a boxer.
Yeah.
McGregor's the UFC fighter, and they're doing it in a boxing match. Is
yeah,
that
so McGregor's cross codes.
Yep.
He's done an Israel Folau and crossed the codes and has decided to give boxing a go. But he was supposed to box in 16-ounce gloves. But in the UFC, he's used to real lightweight gloves. And he got a major victory last week because he's got it changed to 8-ounce gloves. So Mayweather's like, all right, cool.
Ooh, okay. I'm tipping Mayweather.
Really?
Yeah, I want Mayweather to win. I think he's a boxer, so he's going to win the boxing match, sure.
But he's in his 40s.
He's 40 years old, yeah.
McGregor's just about to turn 30, so we'll see about that. And also the Blaslow Cup happened. That kicked off with the Wallabies and the All Blacks.
Good. The Wallabies got a good trouncing by the All Blacks.
Oh, God. Their defence needs some major work.
Come on, guys. Pick up your game.
That was Sports Wrap with Dave and Harry. You're on Joy.
Joy.org.au.
I'm so excited. So, in America, there's been a solar eclipse, right? A total eclipse, some would say. And friend of the show, Bonnie Tyler, gainer to her friends, and she's a friend, is on a cruise at the moment, right?
I like how you're describing her as a friend of the show. Now, isn't there... weren't you supposed to bring her on and so forth?
Yeah, she's very busy, very busy.
Yeah, okay, I totally understand.
But she's in America on a cruise ship, and she performed Total Eclipse of the Heart at the exact minute the eclipse happened, performing with backing singers, DNC, who the listeners might recognise from Cake by the Ocean.
Yes.
And she's on a total... she's on an eclipse... themed boat.
So she's taking advantage to promote her career again with natural occurrences. That's what she's trying to link her career to?
Yeah, that's a smart decision, Dave. Absolutely. That is a smart decision. Now, on this boat, right, there's science lectures, there's also planetary punch and moon pie. How amazing
really?
Is that?
That's great.
It's so good. So good. Now, also... There's been a lot of people, a lot of pictures of people looking at the eclipse, right? And there's two rules.
Now, it's quite bright, isn't it? Should be looking.
You don't stare directly into the eclipse. The second rule is rule one: do not stare directly into the eclipse, right? There's one person in America, right, who didn't listen to this, and rules don't seem to apply.
This person must be very, very silly.
Donald John Trump.
Trumpy, what are you doing, mate?
Now you think, right? Since the last time the eclipse happened, maybe technology would have moved on a bit. But everybody's wearing those cardboard glasses.
Oh, yeah.
With the plastic on them. Yeah. I don't know. I thought we would have come a bit of a further than that.
Now, if anybody's looking at those photos of Donald Trump staring into the eclipse, surely the meme creators out there must be having a lot of fun with that photo. What is he doing? Is he serious?
Joy.org.au.
Now, the tag team, we challenged ourselves and everyone last week about getting behind the yes vote for the marriage equality same-sex debate. Now, our challenge was to get outside the bubble. I know, as we're all trapped in our own Facebooks where we are preaching to the choir, we wanted to get out there and see if we can talk to a few people outside the bubble and get their enrolment details up and, you know, explain to them what the yes vote actually means and how they can actually get involved and so forth. Have you got an update, Harry?
Yes,
Have you
kicked
some goals?
I did actually. It was I don't know. It was a bit challenging. I was at work, and I just reached out to a couple of people that I probably wouldn't have been so bold as to ask their opinions of before.
Nice.
And just mentioned about the vote yes and have they enrolled, and they were like, oh, actually, I just think it's fine. I haven't moved or anything. I was like, yeah, but just double check. Just got to double check. And two people, so our aim was to ask three. I think I went a bit over that. And I think two of the people I asked were different addresses than what they thought. But the five that I asked are all enrolled to vote. So that's
good. So you
got
five?
Yeah.
That's massive, massive, massive.
So that was fun.
I've been out and about. So my birthday on Friday night. So I had... a bit of a after party. So we went somewhere, whatever else, and after we went to a famous gay club in Collingwood.
Great.
And I took some of my friends along to there. They've never been to that place in the establishment ever before.
Cool.
Three straight guys that I went to primary school, high school with and so forth.
Yeah.
So I thought this is the perfect establishment, middle of the night at this famous gay nightclub, and I decided this is the time I'll talk about your enrolment details.
Amazing, Dave.
Yeah, could it be a better place to do this?
Yeah, subtle as a digger you are, aren't you? Fair play.
So one of them actually messaged me the next morning basically asking me, what was that website you were talking about?
Dave!
So he was, make sure he's been overseas the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And he's also 30 years old, never been on the enrolment.
Oh, good on
you.
So
he's getting on board to make sure he votes yes for me.
Joy.org.au.
Now, I'm pretty excited by our guest who's in the studio. It was 10 years ago that Natalie Gauchi hit our screens winning Australian Idol. Now she's back making fresh music and supporting the same-sex marriage debate and performing at the Equal Love Rally on August 26th, which is this Saturday, Harry.
Woohoo!
You'll be there. Welcome, Natalie, to the tag team.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bit of jet lag, I'm guessing. Tell us more about the rally and how your involvement came about.
Well, actually, I have this campaign that I run called Share the Love. And it's very similar to the whole concept of love is love, because you can't put a label on love.
Nice. That is good. That's going to be a tag, I reckon.
And I had this, okay, I'll tell you the story. So basically, I woke up one morning and I've been learning how to listen to my intuition a lot lately, right? Great. So this has been one of my things I've been focusing on. And I had this strong urge to just share a video that I'd made, which was a video explaining how to share love with strangers, with people you don't know, just talking to people. Because I feel like these days, there's like people don't feel safe talking to people.
Oh, like on a train, like contact. Yeah.
Just saying hi to somebody, or how are you, or just something that. But you know, if I don't know you, then we just don't talk because I don't know who you are.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? There's this fear behind actually just making a connection.
Yep.
So a couple of years ago, I took my family to Knox City Shopping Centre and I gave them all flowers. And I asked them just to go up to a stranger and give the flower and just say something nice, like, I love your smile, or have a great day. Or,
nice.
And I filmed it and I edited it and put it together. And then I used it as like kind of like a marketing tool, basically, just to send a message out to get people to come to my show. But it was a positive message where I felt like I wanted everybody in the room just to feel united, to feel together.
Yeah.
So it was like hashtag share the love, right? And then it became a theme where I would do this pretty much on every show that I was doing. And I started doing it a lot more this year because of everything that's happening in the world. And I think it's a really, really important message. So I sent it to a few groups on Facebook and I found Love Equality. And so I put it on there. I posted it on their Facebook page. Mm. And then one of the directors of the community messaged me and just said, thank you so much for your support. And then we started having a conversation. One thing led to another. I'm writing a book and he's got a friend who was on The Voice. And I said, oh, look, I really need to speak to him. And then it came about with, we'd love to have you singing at the rally.
And I said,
what date is it? And he said, August 26th. I said, that's the date of my launch. And he said, this is not a coincidence.
Wow.
That this has happened. And I said, imagine if the laws change and then we all celebrate at my gig. I said that would be the best gift, you know, that God could bring. Like, how amazing. So I've just been manifesting it and dreaming about it.
That's really great.
Because I think it's really important.
So what songs have you got lined up for this Saturday at the Equal Love Rally?
I'm singing at the ceremony.
Yep.
So I'm going to sing At Last and possibly a couple more. So,
oh, great. Yeah. Now, because you've been in London for much of the past decade, were you in the UK when same-sex marriage was passed over there?
I just remember it, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because I've only been there since 2013, because I was living in Europe before that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jet setter.
Yeah.
All of that. And a little birdie tells us that you've just come back from Italy.
I have,
as well. How was that?
That was all right. You have to read my blog for that one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Now, Natalie, I've been obviously fangirling about you on air for the last hour or so. Now, if I somehow found a man and was planning to marry, would I be able to have your services at the wedding singing live?
Absolutely.
As she passes me invoice.
Yeah, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. You've got to find someone first, eh?
You know something.
Use your imagination.
Saint Natalie, right? I looked, one of my friends said it was your birthday, Saint Natalie's birthday on the 27th of July, right? And she said, I said, well, what do you pray for when you pray for Saint Natalie? And apparently, Saint Natalie, you pray for her for good marriages, for happy marriages. So it was perfect timing, really. So I've got a really good feeling about this whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Natalie, we're going to play your new single, Back to Life, in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit about the song?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to take you back to when I was about 21. So that would be in like 2000 and something, two or something like that. And I was watching this movie called Disturbia. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but...
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but it just struck a chord with me for some reason, because it was about somebody watching somebody else, like a voyeur, constantly, and just living through them and living their life, but not doing anything about it, just being on the outside.
Mm.
And it just reminds me of just the fact that what we do now, how we just look at people, you know, we can just take a video of somebody walking down the street and just post it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? There's no difference between that and kind of stalking. It's like we're all stalking each other. And then at the same time, we're all looking the same, you know. So for me, it's also about identity. Mm-hmm. And Back to Life is about bringing your own identity back to life. So who you really are as a person and being your unique self and not being afraid to show who you really are.
Oh, awesome. Well, that is coming up next. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
You're
you can
welcome.
See her this weekend at the Equal Love Rally or head to the website.
joy.org.au.
It's ringing. We're gonna play Gotcha on Hunter. It's ringing.
Hello, Hunter speaking.
Oh, hi. Is that Hunter?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Hunter. My name is Mary and I'm from the car hire company. I've read your Twitter and I've heard that you've been having a couple of issues with hiring a car from us over in New Zealand.
No, I got a car. It's all good.
Oh, fantastic, wasn't it?
What?
Oh, hello, this is the supervisor here.
You dickhead.
We see that there's a couple of chocolate muffins in your boot, and you can't close your boot.
We
you've called me across the what is it across the Tasman to fat shame me, have you?
we got you.
Yeah, we got him good.
Yeah, we got you.
It was a pretty good accent, actually. You sounded like a Chris Lilley character. Otherwise, it was a pretty good accent.
How is your overseas trip in New Zealand?
Oh, it's beautiful. You've caught me from the top of Cadrona Mountain. I'm looking out across the ski fields, and I got to say, it's looking pretty small. So we're just about to hit the slope.
Oh, are you shooping down a black run?
Not yet. I'm probably going to start on a beginner's, but I'm looking at a half pipe to do some like radical flips. So I'll probably hit the half pipe, I reckon.
Now, Hunter, whatever you do, we need you to be back here next week in one piece. So please look after yourself on those slopes.
I know. Could you think of anything more grim than snapping your leg in another country? So this one as well.
Now we did challenge each other last week to reach out outside our bubbles to three people. How did you go?
Yeah. Not bad. I got on to Nan and John. I thought they were an easy two for me to start.
Yep, great.
They were had to update their addresses because they moved to the village, as we all know. So I got on to them. And then I also had a chat to one of my neighbours. And I've got to say, it was very, very awkward. So here's hoping it was worth it.
Fingers crossed. And, of course, the...
Because I've come across to New Zealand because they have gay marriage. So I thought I'd come over here, meet some of the locals and see how it's going for them.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it's made me change my mind. I'm no longer for it. So,
cut him off. Now, Hunter, we've actually bought you, or Joy's allocated your chocolate muffin to you this morning. We arrived in the studio and the muffin was sitting in your spot. Now, the unfortunate thing is we're just not sure who's going
to
eat it.
We put it out to a text vote and the unanimous verdict, Hunter, is that Dave should eat it for his birthday.
Oh my God, happy birthday, Dave.
Oh, thanks,
Here's
Hunter.
My birthday message to you and I'm going to leave you on this, okay? Minute on the lip, month on the hips. And I look forward to looking not one, but both of those hips square in the eye when I'm back next.
Thank you so much, Hunter. You enjoy yourself and we'll see you the weekend for the rally.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Joy.org.au.
Is Dave a banker, right?
Oh, yes, most of the time, yes.
Most of the time.
I've got a bit of an update, actually, on last week's one.
Now, last week, you were a bit thirsty on LinkedIn.
Of all places,
of
yes.
Of all the places.
Somebody came into work. I tried to track him down on LinkedIn, which I did. Sent him a message, he read, and...
He ghosted you.
No response. Yeah. However, we do a little bit of an update on that. I've got a lovely colleague that I work with.
Yep.
And he has requested to connect with her on LinkedIn. So he's using my exact same tactics, but just not with me.
Great. All
anyway,
right.
Another sad story of the chapter of my life. but my next one is, do we have the intro? Do we have the sound take? Do you want to press that button? Am I a banker?
Oh, God.
Thanks for pressing that button, Harry.
All signs point to yes at this moment, but carry on.
Okay, last night I was out for my birthday dinner, and yep. I know these stories just start sounding exactly the same. All it is different characters and different situations, basically. But,
amazing.
There was a waiter. Now you know where I'm going with this one now.
Yep.
a waiter last night that caught my eye at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So a bit of chit-chat on the table.
What, like chit-chat, like, can I take your order, please? That sort of chit-chat. Because he's just doing his job.
Do you want coffee and dessert?
Yeah, right.
Yes, definitely. But my friends on the table mentioned to him, it's actually David's birthday today. Do you believe he's 30 years old?
Absolutely.
His response was, oh, no, definitely not.
Really?
Definitely not. He's like, definitely not. I don't believe it. I think he's about 24. So I was like, woof, keep going.
Yeah.
So my housemate decided that what the best tactic was to grab at the end of the dinner, yeah, as we left, walk over there and give him my business card. So my business card gets another workout.
Oh, amazing.
His response was, no, it's not my kind of thing.
So he was just being nice, doing his job, trying to get a bit more of a tip, and Thirsty Dave was kicked into gear and given a visit. Brilliant.
Yeah, I don't want these stories to come across desperate. I know they are.
They absolutely do.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.